With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Oil prices have hit a one-year low, but why isn't Wall Street jumping in to buy? And for investors, will it be time to buy oil anytime soon? We'll call on the Journal's Oil Markets Desk for some answers in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. Purchases of newly built single-family homes fell 8.9% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 544,000 in October. That's the steepest decline since December of last year. And all U.S. regions experienced new home sales declines last month, with sales in the Northeast dropping 18.5% on the month. One contributor are mortgage rates, which have climbed in the last year to just shy of 5%. A level analysts say could also deter many would-be buyers. Many current homeowners are unwilling to sell as well because such a move would mean foregoing their low interest rates. Bitcoin's steep fall took a break, at least for a day. The cryptocurrency was up about 11% on Wednesday, closing at about $4,400. A year ago, it was moving higher on its way to its all-time high of about $20,000. And Wall Street Journal chief economics commentator Greg Ipp says that consumers should be wary of the effects of potentially less trade that could result from tariffs. He points out the value consumers place on variety could be in jeopardy if trade is hampered from overseas. He also writes Americans are much more likely to find the perfect fit for their tastes if their choices include Scotch whiskey, French cheese, and Scandinavian crime fiction. See his full column on WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Would you give up checking out a big sale and making a purchase? Well, that's what oil traders are doing after oil prices hit a one-year low. We put a call into Wall Street Journal reporter Stephanie Yang to help us understand this, and she joins us now. Stephanie, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So the broader market downturn, this big downturn we saw in the past 6 weeks, is still sending shivers through trading circles, including those on the oil side.
Yeah, it's just, it seems like it's been so much so quickly that a lot of people are reluctant to kind of get back in, even though, you know, a lot of analysts are saying, okay, well, this looks like a really good price for oil to, you know, be bullish again. I think there are just, you know, some uncertainties on the horizon and the year is coming to an end. And that's really just has everyone kind of cautious.
You know, even Goldman Sachs seems to be puzzled as to why oil traders are not back waving the buy signal.
Yeah, so according to Goldman Sachs analysts, they think that this is an attractive buying opportunity. A couple of the things that people are looking at going forward is, you know, any news on the U.S.-China, you know, trade talks, whether or not that's going to ease concerns about global demand growth. Another thing that really could be kind of a catalyst for higher oil prices is the OPEC meeting coming up in December, whether or not the oil cartel and their allies decide to cut back on production, which could send prices higher. So a couple of things people are looking at right now, but it's all going to be playing out in the next few weeks.
And then you have the sanctions against Iran, which are not blanket sanctions. Seems like some countries can do business with Iran and not. Otherwise, you might think that the pullback in supply from Iran might drive prices higher. That hasn't really happened.
Right. That was kind of the expectation throughout the entire year, starting in the spring. And that's what drove prices to four-year highs in October. Then all of a sudden, it seemed like that wasn't the case. And going forward, this is also a big question mark because a lot of traders are looking at, you know, the Trump administration and whether or not they're going to continue to be lenient on big buyers of Iran or whether they're going to get more strict in the new year.
And even the net long future positions have fallen to 12-month lows, so we could be at these low oil levels for a while.
Yeah, one of the things that's happened is a lot of these bullish speculators were wiped out by the tumble in oil prices. So a lot of the people who are betting on higher prices got out, and so that's really a sign that the sentiment has shifted, and there's not a lot of people betting on higher prices right now.
And then the U.S.'s own shale production, I guess, is at work here as well. That plays a role in holding prices lower.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were surprised by how quickly U.S. shale producers were able to ramp up their own production, and now they're actually outproducing Russia and Saudi Arabia. So that complicates the picture for whether or not these other producers want to cut back supply and basically give some ground to the U.S., which is becoming a bigger and bigger player in the global market.
All right. Well, mark your calendars. December 6th, the OPEC meeting. We'll see if that gives traders some additional direction as to where oil prices might be going. That's Stephanie Yang from our oil team joining us. Stephanie, thanks for being here.
Great. Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.